I thought slavery in this country had ended with Lincoln, and was sorely disappointed and horrified to discover the reality that millions of people are living worldwide in slavery today, and right here in the U.S. under our very noses.
What does your work entail as a goodwill ambassador?
They've given me extraordinary freedom to run with the position. So basically what I consider myself to be is a victim's advocate. I go around the world with the UN, meeting victims, meeting NGO leaders, meeting with government officials, trying to connect government with civil society, with NGOs, and with the private sector to create dialogue and to urge reform on many levels. And since I've been doing all this, I've come back to the U.S. and realized the urgent need here for legislative reform on the state level. So I've been doing a lot of work this year on my own that has, you know, the U.N. is sort of like, fine, go do it. But I went and was a panelist. I held a plenary session at the National Conference of State Legislators and wrote a 30-page speech on legislative reform state by state, analyzing all the pieces of legislation that have been passed so far in the U.S. on the state level, and urging them to harmonize with our TVPA, which is much, much stronger than most anything that exists out there. Most of the states are sorely lacking in anti-trafficking legislation. Only roughly 10 of them have something called the Safe Harbor Law, which does decriminalize minor victims of commercial sexual exploitation and criminalizes and heavily penalizes the perpetrators, the traffickers, and the Johns, and gives these minors access to services, which right now in this country, if you are involved in child trafficking and sexual trafficking as a minor, generally, if you're caught, you are treated like a criminal. You're given a criminal record. You're put into the juvenile detention system or sometimes adult jail because there's not enough room in juvie, and not given access to services. You don't get rehabilitation. You don't get medical, psychological counseling. You don't get education. You don't get housing, nothing. So these kids have no future and no hope. And the safe harbor laws seek to turn that on its head and put the criminality where it really falls, on the heads of those who are buying and selling the kids rather than the kids themselves, and seeing the children as not responsible for the predicament that they find themselves in because they are too young to have ever consented to such a life of exploitation.
Now, I know you've met some of these women and girls who've been trafficked, especially for sex. What has that experience been like for you?
It's extremely heartbreaking. You can't imagine the pain that you see in these people's eyes and hear in their voices when they recount how they've been treated as objects worse than an insect. When you see children who are smaller than your own, I mean, I have a 7, 5, 2 year, and a 2-year-old and one on the way. And to see a child smaller than my oldest daughter, who was in a brothel from the age of 4 to 7, was unbelievably disgusting to me. And then to learn that sometimes when these children are kind of used up and can't work anymore, they're sold for their organs. It's so heinous. It almost boggles the mind, and you really understand that there is true evil at work in the world, and people who worship the god of money and will do anything against their fellow human beings in order to make that profit. And so it definitely keeps you up at night, but it also fires that commitment to fight it.
One of the ways you've taken action is you brought a story to the screen. You played an ICE agent, immigration agent, who breaks up a human trafficking ring where they used women for sex. Do you plan to try to use your acting career to further this cause?
Well, I recently completed photography on another movie called Trade of Innocence, which is the second movie I've done on the theme of human trafficking. But this one is about the sexual trafficking of children in Cambodia for mostly sex tourists, but also for local men. And we are hoping to do a big premiere at the UN, facilitated by the UNODC, to raise money for the UN Voluntary Trust Fund for this, and also to raise worldwide awareness. You know, people think of the Far East and Southeast Asia as, you know, a destination place to go if you're a pedophile and you want to sleep with a child, but actually it happens all over the USA. It's everywhere, and it must be stamped out. It's absolutely revolting. So that's the second thing that I've done. And I just shot a pilot for Jerry Bruckheimer and CBS called Trooper, about a New York State trooper. And I've already spoken to the writer, if the series gets picked up, which we don't know, but about perhaps dedicating an episode or so to maybe labor trafficking.